Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, Megan. I was just checking. I got my credit card thing, and I had a cost to you folks on February 21st, and I just wanted to check and see what that was. It's at Excel Vital, V-I-T-A-L.
Yes, ma'am. Can I get your zip code?
Yes, 98506.
98506?
Uh-huh, that's great. And it was for $56.95.
And what was your first and last name?
Norma Shelan, S-H-E-L-A-N.
Yes, I mean, what was your mailing address?
2849 Lindell, L-I-N-D-E-L-L Road, Northeast, Olympia, Washington, 98506.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment.
Okay.
Yes, and I do see there was a order that was placed for the pulse oximeter.
A what?
The pulse oximeter.
I don't know what that is.
It was for a heart rate monitor.
A heart monitor?
Like the heart rate monitor.
Nope, I didn't have anything like that.
Yes, and do you recall if you did the shipping and handling for it, it would have been the $7.94, or doing any like surveys, anything like that?
I didn't get a heart rate monitor from anyone.
Yes, ma'am. So I can have this account canceled. That does stop any future billings. As far as the current charge goes, I can have you transferred over to our fraud department.
Okay. Thank you.
Charles?
Yes, ma'am. And before I have you transferred over to fraud, we do have to let you know we do take credit card fraud very seriously. We'll prosecute whoever has placed that order without your knowledge. So we do just have to verify you didn't authorize the shipping and handling for it, the $7.95.
Yeah, I think I probably Okay, so that wouldn't be it. Yeah, I did not authorize anything like that.
So I'm going to go ahead and have you transferred over now. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Okay.